Lisa Krasner requested a recount after learning she lost by only 11 votes. But how that will be conducted has been the source of controversy, so much that incumbent Randy Koerner asked a judge to temporarily halt the recount on the basis that it would go way beyond what's allowed under Nevada law.
This legal action was not to preclude someone from having their votes counted.
That's David O'Mara, who's Koerner's counsel. At issue is whether the registrar can examine all ballots from election night during a recount, including rejected ones. Those happen when, for example, a voter picks two candidates for the same race. The machine can't process that, so on election night, the registrar copies all the valid choices onto a new so-called duplicate ballot. Krasner wants the recount to look at those duplicates and the original rejected ones. But Koerner's attorney says that's not okay because the law doesn't consider what should happen if there's a discrepancy between the two ballots.
The process, unfortunately, is not written out in a way that the registrar knows what to do, and people will be able to use their subjective nature to determine whether or not the election was valid.
He says the registrar is treating this like a contested election, a different, much more involved process than a recount. But Krasner's attorney, Brett Sutton, says state law is very clear that during a recount, the registrar must take the same steps as election night.
And that's how they were counted the night of the election. If there was a damaged or disputed ballot, it was examined, and then a duplicate ballot was created. So in order to make sure that duplicate ballot is accurate, you have to go back to that original ballot and look at it. That's all we're asking.
Sutton says a contested election is much broader than what they're asking for this recount. Ultimately, the judge agreed with Krasner's position and the Washoe County Registrar, but it's still unclear what will happen if it turns out some rejected ballots are different than their duplicates. Koerner was not at the hearing, but Krasner was, and she seemed relieved.
The interests of justice and fairness are being upheld, and as is the will of the voters.
The recount will go ahead this afternoon. That is, unless Koerner decides to appeal the case to the Nevada Supreme Court. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.